The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
Sedano, Blackstone, Isola, McMullen. Hope you had a great Mother's Day yesterday, Jackie. Doncic goes low. Horse racing goes lower. And DK Metcalf goes cheetah. I know that's Tyreek Hill's nickname, but he finishes right there with him. Amazing. Let's go. I was over the moon with this. I've been so excited for weeks. You guys, for the last week since I heard it was going to happen. It delivered. Everybody won. DK looked good. The track athletes won. We'll talk about that in a second. But we're going to start with a horse trainer saying his horse is being canceled and a victim of cancel culture. What a mess this is for horse racing. When Medina Spirit won the Kentucky Derby last week, it was Bob Baffert's 17th Triple Crown race win. While racking all those up, he's also been racking up positive steroid tests, especially in the last year, in horses from his stable. And the latest for Medina Spirit has the Kentucky Derby winner under review and facing disqualification, and Bob Baffert suspended yesterday. Baffert's response said, "We did not give it to him. This is a gut punch for something I didn't do. Disturbing. I don't know what's going on with racing right now, but there's something not right." And he went on to say he feels wrong. So his investigation, he said he was gonna do, and the test issue was created by a groom urinating in the stall after the groom had been taking cough medicine and Medina Spirit ate some of the hay. That's one suggestion. And also today on Fox News with Bill Hemmer, a cancel culture kind of thing is what Bob Baffert said. Of everything that's going down here, Kevin Blackstone, you've covered all of the Triple Crown races in your history as a reporter. What does horse racing have here?
Another black eye, Tony, and you just thought they couldn't get one more. But here it is. This is when the entire country tunes in to horse racing. This is the biggest race that people think is out there, the Kentucky Derby. Bob Baffert, the most well-known trainer out there. And what happens? This happens. An absolute mess. And for him to say this cancel culture, and him to say that he's embarrassed? No. The sport should be embarrassed for how they've dealt with Bob Baffert over the years. 30 times this guy has had violations. When he trained quarter horses, he got suspended for an entire year for doping. So this is a problem that he has brought on himself and has embarrassed the sport that he says that he loves when it's on the stage that everybody is watching. The only good thing out of all of this is that in a year's time, this can all be kind of washed away, because for the first time, horse racing is going to have a body to look over all of it, and it's going to be handled by USADA, and they're going to take care of all of these doping issues. But you know what? Bob Baffert, just one more time, brought this sort of bad publicity to this sport, and it's really, really dangerous, I should say.
If I could ask a follow-up, because now Bob Baffert, who is the biggest name in the sport in training horses, his career right now and legacy is hanging in the balance. And I know you brought up the violations that he has had. Violations are part of this sport. Would you not agree, Kevin Blackstone? As all
Absolutely.
Trainers have accrued them through time. So what position is Bob Baffert in today?
Well, Bob Baffert can say, you know, we can look at his record and say, you know, one of the greatest trainers we've ever seen. We can also look at his record and say, also one of the dirtiest trainers we've ever seen in a sport which, by the way, is a dirty sport. And that's why it needs to be cleaned up by USADA. You know, one way to take care of all of this, we've said it a million times, don't have drugging in horse racing. They don't do it in Europe. It's not a problem there. They only do it here, and it is injurious to the horses that run.
You're saying even legal drugging of the horses, or what is called legal drugging of the horses right now, should Correct. Be stricken from the American game. Frank Isola, will bring you in here.
Well, Kevin is right, and Bob Baffert is a repeat offender. And Tony, when you're talking about biggest names in the sport, well, we've seen this with baseball. We've seen it in multiple sports where the biggest names get caught. This is the trainer. And what kills me about Bob Baffert, he was quoted as saying, The horse doesn't deserve this. Bob, the horse did not give itself steroids. The horse would rather have an apple, maybe a carrot, and some hay. He had nothing to do with it, and it's a big-time black mark on the sport. And I listened to Joe Drape from the New York Times talk about it. It's like taking a cortisone shot, and if you give the horse twice the amount, the legal amount, that could really, if the horse has a slight injury, the horse might not know it and then could really suffer a major injury. It's dangerous, dangerous territory where they went.
Jackie McMullen, where we are right now, Bob Baffert has been suspended. The horse's second test sample is going to be looked at. The timeline on that may extend past the Preakness, and that's very hairy for horse racing as well. What position is horse racing in?
Oh, I think this is a catastrophe, frankly, because you're talking about the biggest name like Bob Baffert. It reminds me of, you know, to use the baseball analogy, it reminds me of Mark McGuire. It reminds me of Barry Bonds. It reminds me of Lance Armstrong in cycling. When you have the biggest names, yep, and they are so convincing, they look right into the camera and tell you, someone is messing with me. I have done nothing wrong. I am telling the truth. And then we have to wait so long before we find out, in fact, that no, none of them were telling the truth. And whether that mea culpa ever comes with Bob Baffert, I do not know. The idea of the injecting the cortisone, Frank, it does remind me again of human athletes when teams ask players to take those cortisone shots knowing yep that there could be damage down the road and things like that. And yet, right, at least the athletes have a decision to make of their own. The horses certainly don't. So, listen, the Kentucky Derby, isn't it nice when everybody gets dressed up and drinks their mint juleps and, oh, there's Tom Brady and all that. That's all well and good. But this is dirty. This is seedy. And all those top hats and all the fancy hats in the world can't clean it up.
George Sedano.
Sorry.
Tony, horse racing reminds me a little bit of boxing in a lot of ways. There's not, as Kevin pointed out earlier, right, there's not a traditional sanctioning body necessarily overseeing every little aspect of not only what the trainers do, but what the horses do, right? So let's start there. The other part of this with Bob Baffert, I saw his quote in the Louisville papers basically saying, I'm not a conspiracy theorist. I don't think anyone's out to get Bob Baffert. I do think the sport has a problem, but Bob Baffert is not the problem. Well, Bob, here's the deal. You've had five horses in this situation over the last 12 months. I'm pretty sure anybody, I don't need to be a professional detective to figure out you're the problem here.
So Medina Spirit still set to run in the Preakness. And again, Bob Baffert is suspended by Churchill Downs, not by Pimlico. He said he won't be at the track this weekend again. But Kevin Blackiston, I'll give you the last word here because I'm feeling how passionate you are about this.
Well, you know, one of the crazy things about this, Tony, the second test is going to be administered by a lab of Bob Baffert's choosing, provided to him by the folks at Churchill Downs. Imagine that. I don't know how many it's going to be, five or 10 or whatever. Yeah, and so he gets to pick whoever looks at the last test. I mean, it's just so bad, and now the people at the Preakness are stuck in the middle of this mess as well.
You want to believe, and I do truly believe, people involved in horse racing love the animals and care about the horses. And then you read headline after headline. I mean, the last couple of years at Santa Anita have been disturbing and just crushing to how these animals' lives are at stake every time they go out there. And you have to think, where is the commission? Who is watching over all this? And what are their interests? Thanks for your thoughts on this. I know it's a difficult story, one we don't dive into often, but I'm glad we did here. Another story I want to get your take on from this weekend. We don't dive into often, but it's great. Track and field, let's go. The Golden Games this weekend. DK Metcalf got all the attention. And if you saw the tweet of his heat, 2.5 million views, opposed to 20,000 for the final. But I want to spotlight first Sha'Carri Richardson here, okay? The 21-year-old winning the 100-meter qualifying for the U.S. Olympic trials and ran, per Nick Zicardi, NBC Sports, the fastest time ever in a headwind like she faced, 10.77. So keep an eye on Sha'Carri Richardson because she's a blur and could challenge Flojo. Now DK Metcalf, now that he's done, 10.37, 100 meters, last in the heat, but amazingly in the mix with the pack. Clearly huge and football player-y body-wise next to Craven Gillespie, who won the heat at 10-11 and later the final at 9.96. But afterwards, Metcalf said, these are world-class athletes. They do it for a living. It's very different from football speed, which I just realized. Frank, you were on the show last week. You were excited about this and thought it was great he was running. Are you calling this a success for Metcalf?
You know, I covered two Olympics, and track and field is an unbelievable spectator event. this was a great event over the weekend. Maybe DK Metcalf, maybe he needed a rabbit. Maybe he needed Buda Baker to chase after, and that would have helped. But I thought the track and field, I thought for DK Metcalf, I thought the whole thing was a home run, that he was that competitive. And I'll say this to the track community, because there's a small group that didn't like that he was competing. And you know, Tony, in soccer, there's a lot of snobs. But Usain Bolt, the greatest sprinter in the history of the sport, played professional soccer in Australia. I don't remember people from the soccer community saying, no, no, he shouldn't do that. They all thought it was great. This was great.
There were also a number of people who thought, and Otto Bolden knows more about track and field than just about anybody. He's on the NBC telecast. Didn't think he could run a 10.6. He ran a 10.37. It was right in the pack, Jackie Mack. Well, how big of a success was this?
Oh, no, this was amazing. And for the track and field people, they got their wish in that he did well, but he didn't upstage any of them. He didn't pass any of them because it's a very specific sport, just like the sport that DK Metcalf plays. It requires technique, of which he had none, the first to admit. Yep. But my goodness, when you saw him line up at 6'4", 230, 235 pounds, and watch him burst out of there and be in the hunt all the way through, I thought it was just fantastic for everybody involved.
That size, I looked it up, because this is just endlessly fascinating to me. It's Usain Bolt, Donovan Bailey, Linford Christie are among the all-time greats over 200 pounds in recent times. And nobody was 235, George Sedano. What did you take away from DK Metcalf here?
Man, it was an incredible juxtaposition of him versus everyone else. It reminds me of that meme that's on Twitter all the time of Mark Ingram standing next to Derrick Henry and him kind of looking up like, wow. But I smell an opportunity here for the NFL, Tony, for Roger Goodell. Look, the Pro Bowl is not so interesting anymore, and the Pro Bowl is now after, right, or in between the Super Bowl. So here's what you do. You don't have the Super Bowl contestants in them anyway, so let's do some races, some 100 meters, some relays. Spice up the Pro Bowl here. I smell a business opportunity for the NFL.
Kevin, you grew up watching athletes from all sports competing in different sports. This is a huge deal in the 70s. I remember this, the 80s. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. George is making me think of the superstars that used to be on ABC back in the 70s, the one in which Joe Frazier almost drowned in the swimming pool. I don't need to see that again.
Drown goes Frazier.
It was a tremendous thing for DK Metcalf. What it reminded me of was pro football players are the best athletes on the planet.
Over basketball?
Bar none. Over baseball. They can play baseball. They can play basketball. They can run track and field.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah.
Fantastic for DK.
Now, it's impossibly impressive. Although, the goal, I think, was for DK Metcalf to show out, and he showed grace and class through it all. The goal is also for attention to come to the sport. That's why we have to say again, Kevin, what did you say to me during the commercial break? Sha'Carri Richardson is going to win a gold medal in the future.
She will. I guarantee she's going to win a gold medal, and she's going to set a new world record for you.
That's the Florence Griffith Joyner. Yes. That's 10.49 in the 100 meter. I mean, that's been one of the longest standing records. She's amazing, though. A blur.
We're all going to dye our hair blue, too.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guarantee Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Welcome back to Around the Horn, coming to you from the Heineken River Deck at Pier 17.
NFL Network's Tom Pelissero and Ian Rappaport reporting the Jacksonville Jaguars. and Tim Tebow. Not official yet, but it will happen. One-year deal, tight end, Urban Meyer and Tim Tebow reunited. As I look upon you, national panel, I'm seeing faces here, and that's okay. This is you can say whatever you want here. This is a wide open place, all right? Give me your true feelings on this. George, how serious should we take this? Do you think the Jaguars are better for this?
No, Tony, I'm selling all of this, and no disrespect to our colleague here at ESPN, Tim Tebow. But look, Pat Riley once said, hey, look, it's cool to change professions every 10 years, right? Or change situations. Not when you're 33 and you're trying to play a completely different position in the NFL. Like, I feel like that doesn't apply to professional athletes. We've seen professional athletes, including with the Jaguars. They drafted Denard Robinson, who broke the FBS record of 4,200 yards rushing for a court, right?
Yeah.
Like, he was able to convert to receiver, to running back, and actually led the Jaguars running the ball in 2014. But this seems like just a gimmick to me. I'm sorry. I can't see it any other way.
Kevin Blackstone. Jaguars have five tight ends on their depth chart now. They would add Tebow here. You taking this seriously?
Yeah, I'm going to take it seriously. Look, Tim Tebow is an athlete. That's what he is. And he's first and foremost a football player. And I just told you that I believe that football players are the best athletes on the planet. So you know what? He's going to give football another shot in the position that people said he should probably try. Good for him. Go out and do it. We just talked about people not embarrassing themselves as professional athletes. I bet he doesn't embarrass himself.
That's part of this, and I turn to Frank Isola now. I mean, this is tight end. People said 10 years ago, maybe you should play tight end. That was before minor league baseball. It was before Tebow Mania, of course. Frank Isola, please, floor is yours.
Yeah, George, he's attempting to become a tight end. He's not going to try his luck at open heart surgery. And here's the thing. That coach became rich and famous. Part of the reason was because of Tim Tebow. So now he's going to try it out right now. And if it doesn't work, he won't make the team. Urban Meyer needs to win games and gain the trust of his locker room. He's not just going to have a guy on the team if he's not good enough. Sorry.
But do you believe everyone would have the same opportunity for that job, Frank Isola? I guess
Because life isn't fair. But guess what? In every line of work, this happens. Sometimes friends look out for their friends. It happens.
And Jackie McMullen, what are you thinking right now?
All right, so suppose that Tim Tebow was signed as a tight end, but he's really going to be a guy in a locker room who's going to espouse the gospel of Urban Meyer.
Yep.
Let's suppose that he's going to be in the locker room as a whisperer to Trevor Lawrence, who grew up idolizing Tim Tebow and believes in Urban Meyer and everything he's doing. The only thing I'll say is this. He's not going to be the oldest tight end, because that's Jimmy Graham at 34. But he is going to be the oldest tight end to never have ever catched a pass at the age of 33.
Buy or sell to Luka Doncic, one technical away from a suspension. And his flagrant 2 ejection yesterday doesn't count towards that. But it's his second ejection in 5 games. And this is just a groin shot to Colin Sexton. Nothing on purpose, Doncic said afterwards. Two guys fighting for a rebound, I guess, Doncic said afterward. Do you buy that, Kevin Blackstone? And should this go towards his season technicals?
Of course I can't buy that, and it should go towards his technical count. In fact, he's already over the technical count because the NBA rescinded one against the Knicks to bring him back to 15. So if you want to correct a guy's behavior, if he says himself, I would like to correct my own behavior, what's the incentive?
Frank Isola?
Absolutely. That should be a suspension for one game. It should be a technical foul. Luka Doncic is a great player, but like a lot of NBA players, he complains. He, though, for a young player, seems to complain the most. You know the Jumpman logo for Michael Jordan? The Luka Doncic is the Complain Man logo. Everything is looking at the refs. I mean, come on.
Oh,
enough already. Just play the game.
Hey, guys, Sola. Only athletes complain? Do sports writers complain? I don't know about that. Jackie McMullen, how about you?
I made my life complain. All I do is complain.
You know what? The minute we start to complain, we get muted. So what's the point?
Oh, not the minute. I let it go for a while, please.
I will say this, though, with Doncic. I really believed he'd be fine once he got to the limit. He'll control himself. And then I watched this video, and I'm like, you know what? He gets hit. He gets mad. He's got that hair trigger temper. And all of a sudden,
this one's on purpose yesterday.
Oh, of course it was on purpose. It absolutely was. It was a hair trigger reaction. That's what it was.
And George Sedano.
Look, we're all in agreement that this was on purpose and he should be suspended. It's a technical, et cetera. But I find it rich that Frank is using him as the guy that just complained. This is a problem across the board because, you know what? Last time I checked, I'm sure Frank has complained about the media spread at MSG or Barclays a few times or two, right? Yeah. Now, here's the deal. The whole league does this, Tony. The whole league can be this.
But he's at the threshold. He's one away from being, and to what Kevin said, he should have been.
Well, so that'll tell me that Adam Silver needs to put out a mandate now and change things and tighten the rules.
Well, they have adjusted the rules. The referees have a quicker whistle when it comes to this. Maybe it needs to be tighter.
That was a quick whistle right there for Sedano and McMullen. Sorry, no time. Blackstone, Isola, showdown, 2 minutes.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Interesting story out of hockey today. Is Jack Eichel pulling an Aaron Rodgers? Who pulled the James Harden? Quote, listen, my number one interest is Jack Eichel. You know what I mean? And the injured Buffalo Sabre star said things with the team hasn't gone smoothly since the injury. This disconnect on his future. He said, I got to do what's best for me, but they got to do what's best for them. What's best for Eichel? What's best for the Sabres? How are you hearing this, Kevin Blackstone?
Well, it's a horrible mess right now up there with Buffalo. But what's in the best interest for Buffalo, of course, is to keep a young player who they've given like $80 million and have him sign through the middle of this decade. Eichel is frustrated. He's been hurt. He's not being able to help anything, but he's got to stay.
Jack Eichel went third person. Well, guess what? They've had 10 straight years without the playoffs. They've had six coaches since 2013, and he's a great player. But he has to take some responsibility, Jack Eichel.
Is that the worst franchise in the league right now? I mean, how many coaches, probably. How many GMs has he had? Oof, this is not a good situation. We'll split the point. We'll move on. Jacob DeGrom's MRI show no structural damage. He'll go on the IL with right side tightness. So that's a mixed bag for the Mets. Also this weekend, the whole Lindor, McNeil, Rat, Raccoon, Possum, Tunnel thing. A wild weekend for the Mets. What's the takeaway, Frank?
I'm worried about Jacob DeGrom. Hopefully it's not that serious. But this whole thing with the rat, the raccoon, was it a possum? Really what it comes down to is Lindor. He has had a rough go in New York thus far. Hopefully he turns it around.
Oh, well, you know it wasn't a rat, because if it's a rat, you don't run to the rat. You run away from the rat. Have you ever seen the Brooklyn rats on those videos?
Nobody likes a rat.
Exactly.
You're going to tell me it's not a rat in New York right now? Have you been? Oh, come on now. FaceTime Frank Isola.
Well, I think I speak for everyone here on the show. I want to wish my best to Tony Brown, the NBA referee. He's not going to officiate another game this season. He's been diagnosed with pancreatic cancer. You know, the one thing about being a referee and umpire, you never play a home game. No one is ever there cheering for you, supporting for you. All they do is give you grief and they boo. Tony Brown has officiated 1,100 games. That's 35 playoff games and also one NBA Finals. I want him to know something today. All of us who have booed, cheered, everyone is pulling for him right now. Best of luck to Tony Brown.
Incredible words there from you, Frank Isola, and God bless you, Tony. I know Jackie and George and Kevin, you've come across him as well. The best. Thanks, guys. See you tomorrow.